Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Revelation. Revelation, one of the most difficult books in the Bible to understand. And there's so much that we can learn from this book. Now, we left off yesterday in the 13th chapter. We spoke of the second beast, which was the false prophet, to the Antichrist beast. And, you know, I want to throw this out there so you'll know. 13:11, out of the earth, the second beast saw another beast coming up out of the earth. Out of the earth, it had two horns like a lamb's, but spoke like a dragon. It wielded all authority of the first beast in its sight and made the earth and the inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed, and it performed great signs, even making fire come up out of the heaven to the earth in sight of everyone. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth with the signs that it allowed to perform in the sight of the first beast, telling them make an image for the beast who had been wounded by the sword and revived, and was then permitted to breathe life into the beast's image so that the beast's image could speak and have any and could have anyone who it did not worship put to death. It forced all the people, small and great, rich and poor, and free and slave, to be stamped, give a stamped image on their right hand or their forehead, so that no one could buy or sell except he had a stamp image of the beast's name or number that stood for its name. Wisdom is here. One who understands can calculate the number of the beast. The number is for a person. His number is 666. We analyze this. The description of this beast, we shall see that. Now, some have interpreted this. Some Bible scholars, very intelligent, have interpreted this. I'm just going to throw this out. This is not exactly what I believe, but they believe that this represents the emperor worship cult established by Domitian in eastern province of the empire, Roman Empire, out of the earth, according to ancient apocalyptic traditions. There are two primordial beasts, one from the sea and one from the land. This beast is the companion of the first two horns, like a lamb's, but spoke like a dragon. This beast is diabolical, deceptive, imitation of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ. It tries to imitate the worship of the true God, but in reality, it's the devil, devilish voice, just like Islam is their God, Allah, tries to imitate God, tries to imitate Elohim, tries to imitate Jehovah, Yahweh. But all it is Satan in disguise. You've got to realize Satan is a mocker. He's an imitator. He wants to be God. This is why he does so much to get the spotlight. So people will worship the demonic. And this is the dragon in sheep's clothing. 13:12, it wielded all of the authority of the first beast whose mortal wound had been healed. Now, the mortal wound, either spiritual or physical, literal or symbolic, it's another reference that scholars believe that this is Domitian as another Nero who committed suicide by stabbing himself in the throat, but who was commonly believed to still be alive. The Nero Redivivus myth, the emperor worship cult was in Domitian's employ, and its second beast forced everyone to worship the first beast, that is Domitian. The emperor, 1314, worship cult possessed no real spiritual power, but had to try to trick people with the sham signs, like many do, magicians, made to look like they could perform in the power of a divine emperor Domitian. They made themselves perform these. Now, 1315, the beast's image could speak. And in the ancient world, it was commonly believed that statues of a god communicated its power to worshipers, whether it be trickery or whether it be spiritually demonic. Now, we can also arrive at the conclusion that Satan is very powerful. He can talk through these statues. So if you get right down to it, it could be very possible. Trickery of all sorts involving the statues of gods was common. An example found in the Deuterocanonical Book of Daniel, Bel and the dragon, where Daniel proves that the Babylonian idol Bel isn't really eating the food offered to it. The largest statue of Domitian ever discovered in Asia Minor was excavated in Ephesus, John's home city. It is 16 feet tall and hollow, allowing an imperial priest to hide within it and make it appear to talk, something that would have been believable in that superstitious age. Archaeology has thus not only provided a historical reference within the Book of Revelation, but also serves as an evidence that the book is indeed referring, or could to possibly refer to, the reign of Domitian. This is what a lot of scholars believe. Just to throw that out. Now, in verse chapter 13 and verse 16, the original Greek has a poetic sound to it. It forced all people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a stamped image on their right hands or their foreheads. Remember, this is a alternative to the left behind excitement going on. To be given a stamped image of the right hand or the forehead, the Greek word for image or mark, is a technical term used to describe the emperor's seal on an official document. Our equivalent would be something like the president's signature on a bill or a notary public seal. Slaves were branded on the forehead, and those who worship the emperor are his slaves. We're not to use this verse to try to identify some universal mark, such as a social security number or a tattoo visible only under ultraviolet light, or the universal barcode pricing system, or some imaginative persons have suggested, which is specifically the mark of the Antichrist. It is a figurative mark, quite possibly. In addition, this marking of the beast is a grotesque, bizarre imitation of God's marking of his people, described in chapter 7. The marking on the foreheads by God is a gracious mark of protection. Remember, God seals his people. Now, the devil is imitating once again, trying to act like God. Fact is that God, that John included their right hands is clear reference to the, quite possibly to the Jewish phylacteries, small leather boxes containing Holy Scripture verses, which were tied to the forehead and right forearm by means of leather straps. These were considered a devotion to God and a protection from evil. The beast perverts all of the that is holy and adapts it to his own use. With the emergence of the beast, we have completed what some have called the unholy trinity. The dragon, Satan, is the father of all lies and gives his authority to the first beast. The first beast from the sea is a parody of Christ. He tries to look like a lamb, but without the wounds of a sacrificial lamb. And he was given authority, as was Christ, over people of every tribe, nation, language, and race. The second beast from the land parodies the Holy Spirit. He works miracles, puts breath into the idol. The Greek word for breath is pneuma, which also means spirit, and leads in worship of the first beast. Now, chapter 13, verse 17, no one could buy or sell. I'm going to throw this out there so you just have information of what other Bible scholars have come up with. Now, that doesn't mean it's right or correct, but we need to know some of these things. What the ancients thought. People, they're not, you know, there's a lot of smart people, Bible scholars. I want to offer this as a alternative. 1370, no one could buy or sell. The Greek word for image also described the emperor's image on coins, believe it or not. Thus explaining why they couldn't buy or sell anything without the mark. John tells us that the image stands for the beast's name or the number that stood for its name. 1318, with wisdom one can calculate the meaning of the number of the beast, which is a number that stands for a person. Centuries of often fantastic speculation have gone on into the discernment of the meaning of this number. One of the latest has to do with a former president who has six letters in each of his three names. Just to give you an idea, Ronald Wilson Reagan. He's president years and years ago, but all speculation is all it is. And suffice it to say here that there was a Jewish study of words and numbers which arose from the fact that Hebrew letters also served as numerals. We have already been told that the beast resembled Nero Redivisus. And if we take the Greek name of Neron Kaiser, or Nero Caesar, spell it in Hebrew, Nronksr, and add up the numerical values of these Hebrew letter numerals, we get 666. By adopting the interpretation Neron Heiser. We get an answer totally consistent with everything else we've seen in Revelation thus far. And this is just something that you might want to think about. I just wanted to offer it as a suggestion that is just something that happened years ago during John's time. Well, I'm going to leave you there. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can upload or download a lot of these. And please shoot us an email, krci.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email and let us know you're listening in. Also, please call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'll certainly call you back. And write to us. Let us know you're listening, please. And give us your testimony. And if you got a testimony you want to put online or put on the radio station here, send it to us. Send it to us or let us know that you're trying to send it to us. There is an email address on the website, krciradio.com. So call us. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.